The name's Bond. James Bond.
I'm feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, the 14th of March, spring break for a lot of people across Northeast Texas, including myself, so I am thoroughly enjoying this week. Hopefully Alice Reese is too. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner. She takes time out of her Friday mornings, even on spring break like this, to give us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about this morning. Why don't we go ahead and send it straight to you? What are you going to talk about this morning?
The Grand Budapest Hotel. I've been waiting for this forever, and I'm surprised that it didn't come out in time for Oscars because it is excellent. It is a four-star movie. It's the eighth movie by Wes Anderson, and they always just get better. They're quirky and strange, but this one just tops them all. People might remember him for doing Moonrise Kingdom and The Royal Tenenbaums and some really strange ones like The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. But he has like a repertory company, and many of them are in this one, including Jason Schwartzman and Edward Norton and Bill Murray. But this is the story about the Grand Budapest Hotel, which is in a European country, which is called Zumbrotkin, imaginary country. And it's 1932, and it's centers on this character called Gustav, who is the legendary concierge of the Grand Budapest Hotel, and played by Ralph Fiennes, and who knew he could do comedy? Who knew? He is, his claim to fame is that he is a kind of a gigolo, or to all these rich, wealthy women. And they, one of them leaves him her estate. And she's played by Tilda Swinton in another hilarious role. She's playing a woman who's about 90. And by the way, she's an Oscar winner, and several of the others are too. And when he goes to claim this estate, well, the family, they're all furious that he's getting the good stuff. So they say, oh, he murdered her. He murdered Madame D. And he ends up in prison. He didn't kill her. That's the mystery. You don't know what happened exactly. And it's just fun. He and his lobby boy, who is a teenager, who helps him escape from prison, and they go all over Europe, and they have the help of all the other concierges of these grand hotels. But the story is told in flashback by a writer. Jude Law plays the writer, who's in there in the 1960s when the hotel is still open, but it's in very terrible disrepair. And It's just hilarious. It's got Adrian Brody, who's an Oscar winner, Willem Dafoe, Harvey Keitel. Every time you turn around, somebody else is there. Tom Wilkinson. It's just inventive and clever, and I couldn't recommend this highly enough. Music is by Alexander Desplat. I think it's D-E-S-P-L-A-T. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just really fine movie.
You know, this may make a whole bunch of people just gasp because, you know, Harry Potter was a huge thing, is still a huge thing. I know one of my roommates is just obsessed almost with Harry Potter, so he'll probably kill me if he hears this. But I just now found out that Ralph Fiennes plays Lord Voldemort in all the Harry Potter movies.
Yes, he is so versatile, and he's recently directed several movies, including it's about Dickens' life, and he just directed that, and he did Shakespearean Coriolanus a couple of years ago. This guy is so incredibly talented, but the comedic element of him I had not really caught before.
All right, so that was
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
The Grand Budapest Hotel. I lost it for a second. What else do you have for us this morning?
Bethlehem. What's interesting about this movie is that it came out now. Just 2 weeks ago, Omar came out. And Omar is a story about an Arab who is talked into doing undercover work by the Israeli Secret Service. And in this movie, it's the same exact plot, but Omar was done, was made by Arabs and an Arab director, Palestinian movie. This movie is basically a similar story, but it is told from the Jewish point of view. It also has an Israeli Secret Service agent, and he gets this teenage Palestinian to be his informant. And it's just amazing to me and how different the movies are because of the point of view. But it's the same. They're both very fine. Omar was up for best foreign language picture, and this movie, Bethlehem, won the Israeli Academy Award. It won 6 awards there, including Best Picture. So they're both fine, but they're both violent and address this hot political issue that's continuing throughout the decades. But it puts both of them put a human face on these Middle East problems that continue. And it's a mystery and a drama and a thriller, but with excellent acting. It's done by this director. His name is Yusuf Adler, and it's his first film to make. And so it's very impressive. It's called Bethlehem.
We've got time for one more movie. Let's see. What do you have next for us?
I haven't seen anything else, but also opening this week are Veronica Mars and Need for Speed. And Veronica Mars is based on the TV show that Kristen Bell was in. And the movie is a 10-year reunion. And they worked very hard to get this movie made. They'd even gone online to solicit funds, and it's a lot of people are big fans. I personally never saw Veronica Mars on TV, so I, wasn't waiting. And Need for Speed stars Aaron Paul in a car, in kind of a Fast and Furious thing, and he's the guy from the young man from Breaking Bad, and this is his first starring role.
I saw previews for Need for Speed last night, and it looks phenomenal, but it makes me cringe every time I see movies like that because they're destroying just perfectly fantastic cars. And it kills me on the inside when I see things like that.
I wonder how many are just special effects or how many do they really ruin.
I hope they are special effects. Alice, we will talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news here on your station, KETR.